look at your photocopies. Look in your manual, page 10. Page 10 of your manual. We're looking at the life and teachings of Jesus and his apostle, and a copy written by the church, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And in the left-hand column, it says, underline headline, Jesus is literally the Son of the Eternal Father. And in the right-hand column, it says this, underline, the Holy Ghost came upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore, also, that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Now, of course, they're quoting here Luke 1:35. And here's what they say. This statement, clear enough as it stands, does not say that Jesus was the Son of the Holy Ghost, but he was the Son of God the Father. As Elder Bruce R. McConkie, he's one of the 12 apostles, Bruce R. McConkie has explained, Jesus was the, quote, Son of the Highest, and the Highest is the first member of the Godhead, not the third. So they're implying if Jesus was begotten of the Holy Spirit, he would be the Son of the Holy Spirit, not the Son of the Father. How was Jesus then begotten? Skipping down. That child to be born of Mary was begotten of Elohim, the Eternal Father, not in violation of natural law, but in accordance with a higher manifestation thereof, and the offspring from that association of supreme sanctity, celestial sireship, and pure through mortal maternity, was of right to be called the Son of the Highest. Let's continue on page 2. What are they talking about? What we're going to see is that the Mormon leaders have taught that Heavenly Father married the Virgin Mary and begot the Savior naturally.